China.
He's in Muncie.
Okay, Zach. Welcome to the final Shia before the Chazar. Don't do the Chazar. It's going to be finished. It's part of the Sugya. He's got a small Gemara, but that you can get without the after it. Rabosai, in Masechta Yuma, the final discussion before we get to the Chazara, everyone should have at least a Gemara in front of them. Right? Everyone has at least a Gemara? Not even that? I said, Beferish, please bring a Gemara Yuma. I want the Gemara all the Beferish. I don't want to have to resort to the screen, but I guess I have no choice. The screen wins again. All right. At least I have a Gemara. Some of you have a Gemara. Let's open to the screen. Screen wins. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us. Hatinokos ein ma'anen osam b'yom ha'kipurim ava mechanchen osam lefnei shana lefnei shnasayim b'shvil sheyu regila b'mitzvus. L'nei chinuch anaf membeis sukkah. This is clearly a relevant source. Okay, so the Gemara has the following questions. Hashem b'fnei shtayim mechanchen lehu b'fnei shana b'boya amrachis alo kasha b'chola ha'bebori Omrav Huna, Ben Chesu, Ben Tes, Ben Chanchan, also the Shos, Ben Yudu, Ben Yud Aleph, Meshlimin, Midrabona, Ben Yud Beis, Meshlimin, Midoraisa, Betinokas. Girls. Rav Nachan Omar, Ben Tes, Ben Yud, Ben Chanchan, also the Shos, Ben Yud Aleph, Ben Yud Beis, Meshlimin, Midrabona, Ben Yud Gimel, Meshlimin, Midoraisa, Betinok. So the question before we go any further. Are they arguing or are they not arguing? One's talking about boys, one's talking about girls. Are they arguing or are they not arguing? What do you say? Rashi says, no machlokas. One's boys, one's girls. Right? Everything's just a year off. That's what Rashi says. Fine. But they both agree there's no hashlama until the person is bar mitzvah. When is bar mitzvah? Either 12 or 13. Wow, yeah. We think for sure it's 13. Not so pushit. That's what we'll see soon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hashlama Derabbanan Leka. There's no Hashlama Derabbanan at all. So what's it then? Ben Yud, Ben Yud Aleph, Mechankalos L'shos, Ben Yud Beis, Mashlimin, B'doraisa. That's what Yochanan says. So the three sheetahs right over here at the beginning. According to Rashi, the first two are not arguing. Right? Not arguing. Rav Yochanan is clearly arguing. Fine. How do we paskin la halacha? So the Ravid paskins like the opinions of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, who aren't even arguing with each other. Depends if boys or girls. The Rif and the Rambam hold, and the Ramban is a machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. And they're both referring to a Tinok, a boy. In the following sense. Is it 8 or 9? Or 9 and 10? Quarter of Huna, 10 and 11 is Ashlama Midarabona. And 12 Midaraisa. Look at Nida that from Haman Beis. Toch Hazman Kaliachar Hazman. Wow. We never heard of such a sheet. Rav Nachman, 11-year-old Yomashim Midrabonon, and 12-year-old Midaraisa, for the same reason. Rav Yochanan says, again, Toch Azman, Kalifne Azman. What, are you crazy? By mitzvah 12? Mitzvah 13. And so we pass the night, Rav Yochanan. And, as far as Shos are concerned, here's the Chiddush Niflum of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Ramban. It all starts at age 11. No difference. I 11 is 1 year before Bar Mitzvah and 2 years before Bar Mitzvah. No matter. And we paskin this way. Rav Nachman, which called the, he calls it Milsa de Metziyasa, the centrist view, the in between of two extremes. And therefore, you've mashlim from age 11 for boys and for girls. This is the opinion of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rambam. Everyone with me so far? The Balamor says, Rav Hun and Rav Nachman all talk about girls. All girls. Can you imagine that? It's a machlokas. Rav Hun and Rav Nachman. Again, according to Rashi, there's no machlokas. According to the Rif and the Rambam and the Rambam, they're fighting, all talking about boys. According to the Balamor, they're fighting and talking about girls. Again, according to Rav Huna, there are 2 years of Ashlama with the Rabbana. According to Rav Nachman, only one. Rav Yochanan is talking about boys. And he says there's no Ashlama at all. 10 or 11, Lishos, and 12, Midoraisa. He passed like Rav Nachman, there's an in-between view. So it comes out the Bonim from 12, Bonos from 11. In other words, it's 1 year of Hashlema with the Rabbanim. Frek the Ramban against the Balamor. Who talks about girls? This is not a very politically correct statement to make. That's what he asks. But Stam of the Gemara, if it says girls, it's girls. Plenty more is about girls. But it says Stam, either we're talking about both, or it's talking about boys. Also, if the whole sugya is talking about girls, how come it never tells you they're boys? Also, it should have said bas and mashlimos. Not mashlimin and ben. It's talking only about girls. Those were 3 kashas against the Balamor. Fine. Interestingly, there's a Tosfos in Ksubas that says we pass in like Rav Yochanan, there's no hashlama at all. None. And the Trumas Hadeshin relies on it for some of those we call a kochosh. He's a little bit weak. He's weak. So I wanted to share with you a remarkable Shita Mekubetzis and Ksubas. This to me was a new find, and I brought it in, but since you all will have it, we'll put it on the screen. Quite a remarkable perspective. Shita Mekubetz and Mesel. I like to read it from a printed book. Okay, if you don't mind. Oh. Let's see. Bar Treisa, this is the Lashon of the Gemara, a few different Girsos. Bar Treisa Litanisa Me'es Le'es Uvetinokes. So, 12 years old, you fast the whole thing, but Tinokes, a girl, of course. Pirish, let's read inside. Pirish, I really want to read here, but I'll give in. Pirish Arayvizal Sheshomu Yud Beishonah Me'es Le'es Daka betinokas she gila klaus no sea bekach. Of a betinok a dino gila klaus no sea gimel yomecha. Kashlama did the ram leka. Kirab Yochanan. This is really Achim Yumad Akan. That's what we saw. Tosh passing with Akab Yochanan. That's it. You never a complete fail till you turn Barabbas Mitz. Fine. The Rizgeus holds this way. Tosh held this way. But the Riff says no. He passed the Gavhunir of Nachon to the Bori Inun Isle Ashlama de Rabbanan. Period. Va'pirish hanochon, the meis liyes docho atanis koi, kolomar tinokas lisanis meis liyes became shehi bas yudbeis shana, kolomar toch yudbeis. Tahayna mechiyat li yud alef yom echad, vahayna kipsak arif. Shepos shom betinokas and hashlemes bas achasas veichem pirish Rashi zal v'uikar. Imkid deviyar raivet zal. Hayalolomar bas tresa meis leisa tanisa. What does it say? Bar tresa, not bas tresa. Hold. Habla lememar bas tresa v'yomechad. Tenek dola la behachi. Yomechad means, you know what yomechad means. It means the day of your birthday. Right? Not the day you complete your 12th year, which is the era of your birthday. It's on the birthday, it's called Bet Shnei Echad V'yomechad. Fine. V'chameis, t'es koma ad alma ein lo afili yomechad mishayud gimel shana. Lo mash yilo yud beit shanim kodim yom ha'tainis. Vad yom ha'tainis tia gudolim mamish yigit lo sabit ha'tainis bol na kiyechad. Kei malonu lem lima meyum nusa shal abayim divar Torah. Divar Torah lechol divarea. Kamosh chazav Rashi's out. Okay. Fine. So he thinks the riff is right. Tinokas mia mashlemes medrabonim. What do you mean tinokas mia? The riff said you fast at age 11, boy or girl. What do you mean tinokas mia? He's suggesting here, the first whiff of the suggestion, believe it or not, maybe only girls have to be mashlem and not boys. Which sounds to us extraordinary. Why should that be so? We already had he saw the run a while ago. Said in Yuma, Iker Chinuch is on boys. You spend a lot of time talking about it, even recently, right? But here, only girls? That's what it sounds like. But he hasn't fleshed it out yet. It's just a little whiff. He said, Tinokas Mia, at least by girls. So it sounds like in Ksubis. You believe what's going on over here? This is a chiddush nifla v'nora. Girls, yes. Boys, no. Unbelievable. Uba tinokas. Only tinokas. That's the gersa. Tinaglo, v'cheni ravada yikah p'shashta masnis nasam hachi machra l'chora. V'dikotani, what does it say? Hatinokas. Yuma daf pebezam et aleph. Let's stop right here before we do anything else. See the word hatinokas? See it? Let's just finish reading stream. Ein ma'anin osam, ava mechanchin osam, ubedikotani ein ma'anin osam, Vlokotoni ain chayovin lisanos, mashma da na nami, ain ma'anen osen kolayom klal, lobid oraisa velobid rabbonon, the alma hashlomo leslu klal, elachinuch bulvat. Breakfast an hour later. The alpha gav the dachin hosen, the chinuch haino hashlomo, u tre chinuchi havi, as we spent a whole shiur based on tre chinuchi, right? The whole rabbin of Manoach and all that, all based on tre chinuchi, the rabbin pushes away like this. As the Rashba, the sheet is from the Rashba. Shinuyehu, v'lo samchinen ala. It's only a dochak nikateret. We don't rely on it. Mahal yisod. We don't rely on that line. V'yaf gav lo akshina ravun rav nacham ilisha deim ma'ananosan kedakina ano. I have a kasha. How can the Gemara doesn't have that kasha? Hayne mishun de matzah de teruti mayim in anem ed oraisa. V'komakom lishna hochin machro. That's what he would have said. That's a psak of Yisuf Tosis. Another Rishonim. And we heard Abaye, Masha, the Betinokas, Mia, Ika, Shlomo, the Rabbonim. Why? He gives a biological reason. I'm going to try to give you a lumdish reason. What's the biological reason? Shemdekocha godol mishel tinok. Guys, your little sister walks in and says, she's calling off on the Rashba. A girl's stronger than a boy. That's what he says. The girls can handle the fast better than boys. That's what he says. The male audience doesn't appreciate that so much. We're a bunch of sissies. The Rashba says so. He's a male rabbi. He says, Kocha godol. That's what he says. You'll be Sheltina. You never make them fast the whole day. Just only a couple hours. I'm on the Kavis. Manos with Rabban and Shonach, son of the Pirkon. Wow. Maybe even Rav Huna, Rav Nachan only talking about Tinokas by girls. Shaloka de Beirif. How do you like this, Rashi? Unbelievable. Then he found certain Svarim. Mefurish. Tinokas. And the Razor holds our way. Yes, the Razor said it's talking about only girls, but it's a comparable case of boys. And Rabban said, if that's the case, so why don't you say, why are you talking only about girls? The Rashi gives the answer. It's limited to girls. Okay? Humo does the Riff Saudi Kashlam bit of Ram, I feel Batinok. I'm a Mashmali came. Vod, if the Raz is right, the Balamor. Islash Lama Fila Batinok, am I Shafkula Latinok Vaar Batinokas? Zuena Loba Mikra Vloba Mishra Vloba Derecheret. Woo! The Chomokum Shaev Shal Dabba Bedina as Chom and Akevas, Shemenichem as Chom and Dabba and Akevas? Unheard of. Before the modern world. You know, the modern world, they have to alternate the he's and the she's, you know. He used to always be him, unless it was Dafka feminine. Now, you ever see this thing now? You know, they became she. Okay, that's part of the egalitarian push. And okay, fine. But it's not a mikra, not a mishnah, and a derech eretz. It's only in modern vernacular. Fine. I'm just giving you what it says over here in Shittim Kubetz in the Rajma. Fine. Ela adirabim medabim b'schorim v'menichin es elu. Yeah. Imishim dizim nayu kodem leimu dina nekevus v'leim animidu b'tinokas alu b'tinok v'chulem. As it says in Rabbi Yochanan itself. This is what led the Rif to his conclusion. Rav Huna Rav Nachman b'tinok mari. Because otherwise, it doesn't make sense. For near and hoyu devarav, it would have been right. Ela sheyesh lo min hakushus shem deliri a ravzal the riff. It's starach loma. Rav Huna Rav Nachman sabi tocha perek lachar a perek leonshin. That's what the riff said, right? You're by mitzvah a year earlier. Oh, who holds that way? You probably haven't heard of the sheep until now. Of orphan and gemara, neither my name and base. No one even heard of it here. Nobody. The low kilchasa. Yo, the Lvov Tikshituva. He is the Loch and Hechi Pasuk Iuzal the Bentinok, Bentinokas, Mashim Bene Achas, that's right. Adrabba. Tinokas the Devrayim, Mashlemes Bas Eser, who Mashlemes Midoraisa, Basachas, that's right. He did not the Kamel talk a perkle of their perk. Come on, have the name of the Tinokas, Mashlemes the Devrayim, Bas Eser, Vitinok, Benachasok, Divirazazal. Just have each for 2 years. Benochan Bienai. And Ashlama Latino Kalal Tinokas Mashlemas, which is on the Rashba. Pille ploy. I wanted to say Alumda Shapra, even though I know it's against the words of the Rashba. He says a physiological pshat that women are stronger than men. I want to make the following say it's slightly different, but it's a little bit of a Alumda Shapra twist. The answer is, Rabbi Osai, the Rabbi Namanoach taught us that there's no Chinuch l'shos by girls. We just spoke about that. Why? Because a girl, it's going to be a complete mitzvah. It's either all or nothing. It's either all or nothing. That's the whole Torah that we explained. Comes to boys based on the paradigm of Talmud Torah. So that's where the real chinuch chinuch l'alpi darko. That's what we have by nazir, right? So that can be total. It could be partial. As the case may be. That's only father and son. But mother and son, or father and daughter, which is not of the paradigm and precedent of Talmud Torah and Nazir, there, it's either all or nothing. As Rabbi Manoach said, Trei chinuchi havi. Oh. So that's why, according to the Rif, you have to have Ashlama for girls, you have it for boys too. According to the Rashba, no. Again, I'm saying it along the lines of the Rashba. He gave a physical reason for it. I'm giving you a lumdish reason for it. When it comes to boys, the opportunity exists to have a partial chinuch. So we rely on the partial chinuch. Breakfast an hour later, it'll be good enough to train him to use the fasting. We don't want to impose anymore on kids that are a little bit weak. When it comes to girls, that's not an option. Can't have breakfast an hour later. There's no such thing. That's what made him a no called vert. There's no such thing as a partial a partial chinuch with respect to girls. So the Rambam only had hashlama from age 11. Didn't have any hashlama before the age of 11 for girls, as he had for boys from age 8, 9, 10, or 11, etc., etc. 8, 9, and 10. So therefore what? So according to the Rambam, there's no partial hashlama for girls. Have hashlama 1 year for them. Okay? And for boys, you have two options. But according to where the Rashi paskins, we try not to impose too much on the children. So for boys, where there's an option of a partial fast, that's all you require. Girls, there is no option. It's double or nothing. Either full fast or no fast. Says the Rashba, you know, we have to train her a little bit. So we have a 1 year prep for the full fast. I'm giving you the whole Rashba Shtikl Torah, but with a slightly different twist. He sounds like he's saying it because why? Girls are stronger than boys. Says, I resist that. I take it personally. I don't want to accept that. I didn't see it, so I don't know what the facts are. I have to ask a doctor. So I'm trying to give a lumdish a twist. I'm not, the Rashba didn't say it, but I'm saying along those lines. Okay? Halacha lemaisa, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam. Age 11, that's what I told my children, boys and girls, they should eat a little bit later until the age of 11. Age of 11, they all fasted full days. My kids are able to fast. The Ramah says if they're shvach, they shouldn't fast at all, like Tosfos, like Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe in one of the cases, I don't remember, they went through the week, I told them I could break the fast. Okay? And the partial fast, we started 8, 9, whatever it was. I tried to stop them from fasting the whole day before 11. Not so easy. Kids and kids. I'll tell you one, I have only one recollection from my youth. I know exactly when it was because we moved from Brooklyn to Queens when I was 11. This is one of my few Brooklyn memories. I probably was 10 and I started to fast Yom Kippur. And my father, I guess, wasn't looking or something like that. Anyway, I got to Nila and then I threw up and I was sick and all kinds of, don't be a wise guy as I was as a 10-year-old. It says in Shulchan Aruch, until 11, you shouldn't be fasting. So I try to watch my kids carefully when they were younger. Don't you fast, you're not supposed to fast till 11. I have my own personal experience in the back of my head. Okay, Rabosai, what about other fasts? What about other fasts? So, some say there's the chinuch other fasts too. There's a tour. The tour says in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes that if there's a bris milah, a Tisha B'Av, so you give the cup of wine to a tinok. We're not worried about also the misra because it's not kavua. No, it's not always a bris on a Tisha B'Av. What do you see from that? The achronim say, if it's kavua, you wouldn't give it to him because it's a chinuch by Tisha B'Av. I don't know. That's only if it's kavua. I'll think that a gadol is about to have a kol bracha. I would say the stam achila is permissible. And there are poskim who say there's no chinuch at all by the other fast, and they say a couple of reasons. One is it's all the rabbanon. You already spoke yesterday. There was some said no chinuch on the rabbanons. One reason. I saw a svar given. Wash the bechinuch. Chinuch is when we turn 13, we have to do it. So he has to start it now at age 11. We hope the 11, the 12-year-old. By the time he turns 13, Meheri Yibon HaMikdash. Saw the Gemara. Meheri Yibon HaMikdash. That's my mouth. And if you have to do it, so why be Mechanech? It's going to be Chamayantif. So I didn't know where. I heard that many times. I asked, where do you find it? So I called up the librarian, Rabbi Shapiro. He told me he found it in the Sefer called Uvdos Van Hogos Lebeis Brisk. The third volume. That someone suggested this throw to the Brisk Rav. And the Brisker Rav said, don't need this. The Iker Tainus is for tshuva, and tshuva is only for people who bar mitzvah. That's why there's no chinuch. Rav Moshe is quoted as saying, it's hard for kids to fast. So by Yom Kippur, we have dinim in the Gemara, and with the other fasts, we don't find it, so we shouldn't do it. Ad kan, this sugya Gemara. Before we start the Chazara, anyway, I said I have to start by one-third of the Chazara, by hook or crook. I want to tell you just one more little nakuda on Daf Mem Beis, which is the very last line of the Daf. Last line. Hayodea Lifros Kapov Cholkan lo truma bebeis agronos. Okay? So, what's this all about? So Rashi is in the bottom line. Poes kapov means duchening. Right? Duchening. And what's the pshat? If he duchens, everyone knows he's bar mitzvah already. So you give him bebeis agronos. So first of all, everything until now is under bar mitzvah. So Rashi is forced to say only bar mitzvah, because otherwise, what do we live for his kapov? He has a Mishnah Megillah. Right? Mm-hmm. Tosfos says it's talking about cotton mamish. The whole thing is cotton mamish. Everything is cotton mamish. Ayat says, "Ain kolka truma the cotton." I'm just turning the page to Tosfos, not in the Gemara. But forgive me. The top line of Tosfos, my base. Heinuk sheni daily says kapov. Ayat says he's not also his kapov. That's b'fnei atzmo. In Magdolim, don't say. That's we halacha lemaisa. In Mashul, kids go to duchen as long as they're adults there as well. Fine. Of course, the question becomes, Rabosai, everything on this page, as well even on the next page, is a connection between the age, or what he knows how to do, and the result, right? Lanea lulav, satef tzitzis, lishma tfilin, daber toru, lishma gufo, gufo taras, yodov taras. Show fine. The day lifros kapov. What in the world is the connection between able to duchen and chol kol truma beis agronos? It's like a pella. How do you learn pshat this gemara? I guess it's sitting more till the bottom. What's pshat? So Rabosai, this is an enigma. But if you look at the original source for this, then what's the source for this? Then it's a dalit. What's dalit? Tosefta de Chagiga Perek Aleph. Okay, so let's take a look in the Tosefta de Chagiga. I just have 2 more minutes to try to finish this. Tosefta de Chagiga Perek Aleph. What does it say? Okay, we can't find this here. Here it is. Go. Yodel Ananea Lulav. Tatev Tzitzis. Daber Torah. Shmuel Tfilin. Okay? Nishmagufo, Taras. Yodov, do we have this in our Gemara? Yodov, yeah. Ochel Yodov, Taras. Yodel Lifros, Chuko, not Kapov, Chuko. Chob no Agorin. What in the world is Chuko? What does Chuko mean? What's Chuko? What is the word Chuko? How do you translate the word Chuko? Oh, they have no Agos on the side. So the Vilna Gaon says, change the girsa. Kapov. Okay, it's easy. The Minchas Bikurim on the side says, Chuko means Kapov. However, we saw this Tosefta. It's Tosefta, in parentheses, Lieberman. What do you mean, Lieberman? What that means? There's a man named Shaul Lieberman. Have you heard of him? No one in this room ever heard of Shaul Lieberman? Interesting. I got to forgive me to digress a few minutes about biography. Rav Shaul Lieberman was considered one of the biggest Iluyim in Eretz Yisrael, a Talmudic of Rav Kook. He was the head of Machon Harry Fishel. You heard of the Harry Fishel study hall here in the Beis Medrash? He was a great gevir, and he gave money in Eretz Yisrael as well. He was a Machon Harry Fishel, big Talmudic Chacham. Zalman Nechemia, I think, is still involved in the Machon Harry Fishel. They trained Dayanim. He was a great, budding young scholar. If I'm not mistaken, he married the daughter of Rav Meir Berlin, Rav Meir Bar Ilan. They made him a cousin of Rav Chaim Brisker. His wife and Rav Chaim's wife, I think, were first cousins. He was obviously many years younger than Rav Chaim. And in 1936, he put out a sefer on the Tosefta, which he has the beginnings of this discussion. Unfortunately, he was starving. There was nothing to eat in Eretz Yisrael. So he got a position in New York in a school which is called the Jewish Theological Seminary. At that point in time, there were a lot of blurred lines. And he ended up in the conservative seminary for his whole life. Never left. Even though he was firstly not only observant, he was a big Talmud Chacham. And my Rebbe had some connection to him. At one point there was some kind of a ksuba he wanted to write, which they have the conservatives use as ksuba. He was like a towering intellectual scholar in a place which became less and less observant as his years went on. In a sense, a sad figure. They were not blessed with children. So it's a mitzvah to say over his Torah, especially the Torah that he said already before he left Yerushalayim. It was written in Yerushalayim. And the same is dedicated to Admor HaGoyen HaKodesh Rav Kook. Page 1. I never saw the same, but I looked up the book in the library to see it. I saw it yesterday. He says a different shot. Nothing to do with duchening. Duchening doesn't fit in. What's the connection between duchening and being mekabel truma beis agronos? It doesn't make any sense. So the shot is as follows. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumas, I'll show it to you. Say Hakotan Shane ain't no das lifros chuko. These people are what? Ain't chok on the best agronis. What does it mean? What does it mean? What do the words mean? Apparently, there was a different understanding of the word kapov. He said what it really means is knuffov. And the gears of the Sifri Zuta, he quotes, Liftoach Cheko. You know what Cheko means? Your lap. So what does Knuffa mean? His garment. They would take a garment and have the Truma go into there, because if their hands weren't touched, you saw this. Lishmas Yadav, Ochle Yadav Taras. Okay? Lifros Kapov, it should either have the gears of Knuffa. Or he says Kapov means Knuffov, and Knuffov means Kapov. He goes to Bakias throughout Tosefta, Yerushalmi, is his big bookie. It means, then, makes perfect sense. He knows that to hold out his garment, so his hands shouldn't touch the Truma, shouldn't become tummy. Chokolo Truma Bebeis Agronis. I spoke to Rav Shechta Shlita about this. He's the one who told me about this. It's a Pasuk in Chagai. There's no Tanakh, you know. Who knows Chagai here? And ye so ish besar kodesh beknaf bigdo, v'noga beknaf ol alechem, etc., etc., etc. This means that these the whole things beknaf bigdo. So kapov, either with the gears of kapov means knafov, or it should be say knafov, in order to avoid it from becoming tumim. You look at Pesachim Yud Zayin, that's where those who know Tanakh from Gemara know from Pesachim Yud Zayin, there's a bit of a different understanding. If you look at the Ibn Ezra and the Pesachim, that's how it sounds like he's doing Pashup Shah. Ad kind of Bosai, I just want to end with this interesting concept of Bosai, the whole new pshat in this sugya. It's interesting, we talk about the idea of a cotton, and there's a Tosis in Masechta Erechen, in Chagiga, talks about these things. What are you chayvin? Chayvin re'iyah, not chayvin carbon. This is what the Rambam seems to say. Just to end up just quickly. What exactly is the chinuch we're talking about in this context? Rambam writes in Hilchos Chagiga. Kol Kon she olecha ze biyada shel ovev lazo mishalayim l'arabayis ovev chayev la'alos la'aros bo kdei shel chancha b'mitzvah shenema yeiro kol schurcha. Okay? That's what the Rambam says. Just Aliyah. It doesn't say anything about a carbon. Tosfos says, again, Ezu kot, yigil lechinuch. Rabban utz mechuyim v'tzarech laharvi korban osan nedava. You have to bring a korban as well. You must bring a korban. Because if you don't bring a korban, you're in violation of what? Lo yero ponai reikam. In fact, Tosfos says, wait a second. But cotton is not somech. Menachos tzadik gimel. Yesh lomar. What does that mean? Can have chinuch even though it's an imperfect situation. Don't know all the pratim, if you recall. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that even though there's an iser to do smicha without a chiyuv, it's like avodah bekachim, there were matir for the purpose of chinuch. Against the Tosu says there was no smicha, like Tosu Psoch and Peches, that we can be matir things for the purpose of chinuch, as we spoke about yesterday. Tosfos disagrees and says no. As Fasemis says, according to Rashi, you're over on Leiro upon Arekam, it's still mutter based on the Tosfos, not Peches. As we spoke about yesterday, you can even do things for chinuch purposes, you're over on certain Eastern, even passes no rises. I went a little bit over time, I apologize. Let's now start the Chazara. Okay, just wanted to finish up this sugya. Chazara begins, Rabosai, the very beginning of Perek Lulav HaGozel. Take to the very beginning. Very beginning, it's a big parak. It's got many things. Let's just see what we can chazit. But the first sugya that we chazit is based on the Gemara over here, which says as follows. We know lulav gozel. Let's start with gozel. Posel. Kaposik v'tani. Losh liyam derish and losh liyam tevsheni. Bishlam yovesh hada bin and veleka. Ela gozel. Answers the Gemara, mitzvah bo ba'aveir, as it says, va'aveisim gozul v'sapiseach v'sachole gozul b'midu piseach v'apiseach lestei takanto av gozul lestei takanto lo shal lifnei yush lo shal yach ha'yush bishlam lifnei yush odlam ki yachem mikem rachmona v'lav didehu. Atkan, the famous sugya of mitzvah bo ba'aveira, says the Gemara to end of the narrow lines. Pligid rabbiyitzim nachmeni yom shmuel lo shonu ela b'yom terishim abu yom tersheni mitov shiyu yotze b'shol yotze nami b'gozel. What's pshat in this opinion of Shmuel? Says Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. He doesn't deny completely mitzvah b'aveira. No, hocha dafka shu b'drabbanim lo chayish a mitzvah b'aveira. That's how Tosfos was pshat with the shita of Shmuel. That everyone agrees mitzvah b'aveira is no good. The machlokas when it comes to drabbanis, right? We pass in that. Well, most posts can hold drabbanis also a problem. Even the second day, seventh day, it's all drabbanim, and Shmuel denies it. Says it only applies to Doraisis, not to the Rabbanans. That's how Tosfos understood. Okay. The first thing we saw when we started this, remember that way back in the first day of this month, we had to pay back our chovis on Avtes. Told you we had to pay back our chovis. On Avtes, I'm an Aleph. I still owe you a chov for the June's month. That's the first part of Avtes, I'm an Aleph. Which we have to come back to that. But the last Tosfos, Hahumi Bole Lemut Exula, right? Tema Tepele Mishnah Mitzvah Baba Veira. Who needs a psul of Gozel? This is the famous kash which everybody asks. What is Tosfos' answer? Vei Shloma, that's the sixth line. The time of the Mitzvah Baba Veira, Lavda Raisel Midrabanan. the whole Masoret Rabbanan. So therefore, obviously, you need a pasuk to tell you that when it comes to a Sukkah Gzula, you're not Yotze at all, not even a level of Doraisa. Achronim suggest that the Tosas on Daf Lamed is Lishitas on Daf Tes. Why does Shmuel say that there's no mitzvah of Aver by the Rabbanan? It's kind of a Gzera to Gzera. Since the whole concept of mitzvah of Aver called the Torah, is the Rabbanan, even is the Rabbanan, so therefore they did not impose it when it comes to a mitzvah derabbanan. That's what some suggest. Okay, Rabbi Osai? There's a world famous answer given by the Ritva in the name of Tosfos. The name of Tosfos. He says, mitzvah of Aver only applies by mitzvah l'ratzos. Only twice in Shas, Bavli, is the Mefurish, that you mitzvah of Aver. Lulav? You know, lulav b'l'ratzos, you know, you have to shake it, and then merat to all the abaruchas, and korban. Korban is a vada l'ratzos, litzonchem, and psukim. Okay, that's it. Nowhere else. This is what the Ritva calls it off. In fact, Abakasha, it's got an Ofani Rishalmi. An Ofani Rishalmi, which says, Ein Aveira Mitzvahs, and applies to Matzah. Matzah is not a mitzvah of, which is Ritzui. So Ritva answers, the Gemara Daf Tes goes according to Shmuel, and he denies mitzvah above Aveira entirely. So of course, he needs Zeres HaKosov of L'cha L'Otzias HaGzula. Tos didn't hold away because they're L'shitasam, that is only by the Rabbanans did Shmuel say his piece. Okay. Fine. Elsewhere the Ritva was not Shofar into the mix, because Shofar may also be L'ratos bo. Oh. Now Rabosai is the Gemara which the Ritva quotes on the Flamed Aleph Flamed Aleph. That's what the second Ritva is. The first Ritva is on Daf Tes, and the second is on Daf Lamed Aleph. A complex Gemara, which you don't have time to go into with great length. Chazar, you have to leave out some of the details. Referring to a situation of Karka Nigzeles, or no Nigzeles, and the relevance of that to someone who is sitting in a Sukkah which doesn't belong to him. A little bit complicated. I go into a guy's house, I kick him out of his sukkah, and I sit in that sukkah. So we paskin at karka eina nigzelis. Let's read the third line. Machlokas shetokev eschaver botzio misukaso. Rebeleza holds karka nigzelis. Sukkah gzulihi. And Rabbanan hold, no, Kaken and Exelis, Sukkah Shulah and your Yotze. Rabbanan Shalalim. You didn't have Eira. You threw him out of his own Sukkah. You threw him out. Said the Ritva, I quote verbatim. Kaven lo koni le klal, because Kaken and Exelis. Uveshuse the Moriisa, still belongs to the original owner. Ven amitzim otziyosim mishus bailin, lo hachoshim mitzim of Eira. Why? Question. So why is a stolen lulav? I stole it a long time ago. Why do we say that it is a mitzvah of aver? What's the difference between a stolen sukkah and a stolen lulav? So presumably the answer is as follows. Kaka ain't an exelus. So I did an avera. Avera is done. Over. No longer mitzvah of aver. But lulav, I have a kinyan gzela because it's nigzol. I'm not giving it back. Every second I'm not giving it back is a continuous aveira. Oh. Having said this as a way of introduction, and I've come to the most important yisod in mitzvah aveira. You know what it is already. It seems to be a kasha against the toast and the ritva, the limited to ritzui from an offer in the Yerushalmi that applies it to matzah. Oh. So the answer may be, Rabbi Osai, It's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. And the Bavli quotes a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? If you have, Emmost has a Gemara which has the Torah or Hashem, he says on the side. Let's read the whole pasuk. The first pasuk, quote, Aflam and Aval, let's read it together. Vamartem, Hinemat Lo, Vipachtem, also Hashem Tzvokos, Vavesem Gozel, Vesapiseach, Vesachola, Vavesem, Esamincha, Ha'ertza, also Mietchem, Amar Hashem. See, the word Ertza is there. Only Ritzui. So the Bavli's pasuk is Ritzui. That's the Bavli's pasuk. But the Yerushalmi has a different pasuk. Ela mitzvahs. Do it properly. Ela mitzvahs. We're going to read it this Shabbos. Oh, it's Parsha Shavua. Ela mitzvahs. Right? It's the last pasuk in Parsha's Bichul Kosai. That's the pasuk which is quoted by the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi quotes that pasuk. That pasuk has nothing whatsoever to do with Ritzui. Nothing. Even the lashon of the Yerushalmi is Ein Mitzvah Aveira. That's a question what that sheet would hold. It's not completely clear. Ela Mitzvahs means all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs. So the answer to Machlokas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, they quote from different psukim. Can't ask a kasha against Tosfos and the Ritva from the Yerushalmi. Tosfos and the Ritva is explained according to Shitas HaBavli. Right? The Yerushalmi says, Eilai mitzvahs, imasisa, kimitzvahs, and ein mitzvahs, imlav, and a mitzvahs, tos by matzah. Yes! Yes! It's a different pasuk, a different source, a different outcome. Fine. Fine. Good. Before we go back to that, and it's going to come up many times, let's say famous Torah from the Minchas Chinuch. I just can't pass it up. It's just too delicious. It's controversial, actually. It's not learned. The Minchas Chinuch has its own original teretz, Tosfos Kasha Daf Tes Amud Aleph. His own original teretz. Because you know what? He says, if you have a mitzvah above a very situation, all it means, he says, is you don't fulfill the mitzvah. It's a chesaron in the kiyum mitzvah. He says, it's not a chesaron what he calls the cheftza. This is already going to be, as we shall see, unpopular. My Rebbe's whole shtickle Torah, which other corners say, the fakert. It's only a psalm chefza. We'll come to that. But the Minchas says, no, you cannot have a kima mitzvah. Truth to tell from the Yerushalmi, it sounds that way, right? Ela mitzvah, when you do it properly. Although you lack the kima mitzvah. He says like this, if it were to be, the only problem with the sukkah gzula would be, I steal the schach. The problem is, it's a mitzvah above aveira. If that's the only problem, it's only a chesaron in my kima mitzvah. Okay! The person can answer 120 with a list of mitzvahs that he has, he keeps score. Strike this one. It's a mitzvah of Avera, you have no kima mitzvah. Off. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, is he in violation of eating outside the sukkah? No. It's a perfect sukkah. The cheft is perfect. There's no kiyum. Comes along the pasuk of Sakharach Sukkos Tasa Lecha to exclude Gozel. So if it's Gozel, it's like it made a roof made of metal. It's no good. He violates the Isser of eating Chutz the Sukkah. Actually, he lacks the Kima Mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. This is the approach of the Minchas Chinuch. Achronim argue on two scores. One, they say the assumption is wrong. Mitzvah Avera is a Psul Cheftza. These points are both raised by the Shari Yosher of Shimon Shkop. One, it's a psul chefza. Two, there is no Easter of eating chutz sukkah. It's our opening shiur, the very first day. Those remember way back in, whatever was it, August, a long time ago. That's how we started. The very first shiur. Remember, I also mitzvah by the mitzvah when I play a shua. So I started with my elder zeta. Why is that found in sukkah? Not anything else. The answer is you can't kill someone when you're also mitzvah. You can't eat chaz when you're also mitzvah. You might have thought that sukkah, eating out of the sukkah, is not just that you didn't do a mitzvah, you didn't put on tefillin, you didn't do it. It's an iser. And isurim are, there's no principle of osking mitzvah. Mashmala, no. It's not an iser. It's a bittul mitzvah. If you're osking mitzvah A, you're putting from mitzvah sukkah, there's nothing more than eating out of the sukkah. There's no such iser. My Rebbe said the same thing as the Shimon Shkop. against the Minchas Chinuch. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. There's another Yerushalmi that says someone who rips a garment on Shabbos for the mitzvah of Kriya, he fulfills the obligation, similar to a case where he carries matzah in the street over the Easter of Otzah, he's Yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah. What's the lashon of the Yerushalmi? Taman gufa avera, hacha hu avar avera. Once again, it's a din in the cheftza. If you carry out the matzah in the street and you rip the garment, there's a maisa avera of the gavra, but not of the cheftza. So let's analyze this cheftza gavra divide in many different manifestations. You ready to say some machlokas Bavli and Rishon? Okay. It comes to a mitzvah of Kriya, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if it's a stolen garment, mitzvah of Aveira. Question is why? The Mechaber in Hilchos Arba Minim says that Lulav HaGozel is kosher on the second day. Why? Presumably because by the Rabbanans, we do not apply the principle of mitzvah of Aveira. Whoever has the Mishnah Berurah should open up, if you bring these things, we should at least open them at least once a day. Tav Resh Mem Tes, see if Aleph. Okay. He says, let's see it more carefully. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh misha omer lo nivsal gozol v'gonav elo l'ganav v'gazan atzmo abal acherim kosher b'shar ayamim chutz miyom rishon. A distinction between the first day and other days. Why? It's a machlokas exactly in terms of the details. But there is certainly a distinction between the first day and the other days. And of course, the question becomes, why in Yeredeya, which is also the Rabbana by Kriya, we say if you stole the garment, it's no good. It's no good. So we can suggest as follows. Rabosai, we pointed out a few times that we have distinctions between the Raisins and the Rabbonans. We spoke about Isurim and about Mitzvahs. Mentioned a few times already. The Raisins are intrinsic violation and intrinsic Mitzvahs. The Rabbonans follow what their Chazal ruled. They innovated either an Isser or a Mitzvah, you got to follow them, but it's not intrinsic. That being the case, we can suggest that the Psul Cheftza of Mitzvah of Aveira is limited to Doraisis, not the Derabonans. Not as was suggested by the Achronim, that Shmuel says it's the whole concept is Derabonan, they weren't Machah by Derabonans. No. A molam de shavar. There's no psul chefta when it comes to the rabbanans. It's not a din chefta. Just do what the chazal tell you to do. Oh. If that's the case, that's only the situation where the avera precedes the mitzvah. That's the whole sugir and being a little bagozo. You stole it first, and now you're doing the mitzvah. It's only psul chefta. It does not apply to the rabbanan, potentially. But in the case of the kriya, there's an avera at the very moment of the mitzvah. The Kriya is the mitzvah, the Kriya is the Avera. Korea B'Shabbos is Chayav. So that's why that kind of a din applies even to a Derabona. That's one possible answer that's given by some of the Mefarsh. Fine. Once we talk about Tosis Kasha, Daftes, I keep having to give you new answers. This is found in the Kovetz Shiurim of Rabbi Chanan. He wants to make the following chiddush. He says like this: Mitzvah Abba Baveira, assuming it's only a chasaron in the kiyum, which is what the Minchas Chinuch assumed, then we can say it'd be a violation of Baal Tosef. The person who sleeps in the sukkah and in the shmini and a sukkah mitzvah Abba Baveira will be loke, because the chefta is a proper chefta. But if it says gozel, l'chol amad gozel, there'll be no Baal Tosef. That's what Rabbi Chana suggests. Again, I'm just telling you these various answers. Rabosa. Now, the Mechaba Paskins here, Beferish, that there is an opinion, Yesh Misha Omer, the lo nifsel gozel v'gonav el l'ganav l'gazlan atzmo, aval acherim kosher, except for the first day. Why? We do not apply mitzvah bo baveira to anybody but the thief himself. Who said this? It's a quotation. Look on the side. It says, what does it say? Hey, Aleph Ches, Orchus Chaim. Orchus Chaim says that. Right? Orchus Chaim says it. The Ramban disagrees, clearly. What are they fighting about? Someone has suggested as follows. Go back to the same Shiloh. Orchus Chaim says it's a psul in the Kiyama Mitzvah. It's only a psul in the Kiyama Mitzvah for the person who actually stole it, the Aver. The Ramban holds it's a psul in Chefza. Psul in Chefza, therefore it applies even to others. I'm giving you the Yesodas with the various Nafkaminas. Not that every Nafkaminas has to be that way. Fine. What do you say about a guy that the Aver B'Shogeg go be onus? What do you say? So the Marit Al-Ghazi says to Machlokos HaRishonim, Toises Akash Daftes, who needs L'cha to get rid of Gozel? Let's learn it from Mitzvah B'Aveira. What do you mean needs it? Nafkumi would be a Shogeg or an Onus. From the fact that Toses did not give that Teres on Daftes, as we saw, indicates the apply Mitzvah B'Aveira, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Onus in all circumstances. However, if you do me a favor and turn to the Mordechai, Tov Shin Mem Zayin, you get an opposite impression. What does the Mordechai say? Tov Shin Mem Zayin. Here we go. Everyone see it? Tov Shin Mem Zayin. It's an inference from a half a line. But, you know, it's a good inference. It's a good inference. In Tov Shin Mem Zayin, what it says. Very beginning. Kotzer Rav Avigdor Kohen. Oh, we've had it before, recently, in a different context. Remember, Rav Avigdor Katz. Shechalo shana rabba lios b'yom echad b'shabes v'kotetsu ha'akam ha'rova b'shabes haviyu k'sheru v'armina mitzvah b'aveira hi dotnan n'mishna imiyatan kosher. If you yourself remove the berries from the hadasim to make them kosher that way because they have more leaves than berries, it's okay. Watch this now. Umari afilu b'mezid midetnan ova v'likta. Why is that line there? Okay, if it's mazed or not mazed. The answer is, presumably, it would only apply mitzvah b'aveira be mazed. You know, whole discussion. Right? Why is it mitzvah b'aveira? For various reasons we're not going to go into right now. Come to it. But kids and nimrits, sounds like it's a machlokus between the Tosus and the Mordechai and this Tekud. Some of them before I should explain, it depends on the original Shiloh. If it's a chesaron in the Kiyum, it should only apply to Mezid. That's Shita Samorecha. If it's a psalm in the Chefza, doesn't make a difference. Now, Aveira was done, doesn't matter Mezid or Shogeg was. It shouldn't matter whatsoever. Doesn't matter. The Balamor goes as far as the Paskin, like Shmuel, according to his understanding, he denies mitzvah above Aveira completely. Denies the whole thing. Lohayu Devarim Me'olam. It's not true. There are some who claim that the Rambam holds that way. That the Rambam holds that way. That would be a Chiddush Gadol Ma'od. The Rambam says in Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, Hilchas Lulav. Okay. Abaminim, Gozul, O Gonov, even after Yeush, etc., etc. He says it's no good. It's no good. When is it no good? When is it no good? This is in Halacha Aleph. Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, Kolelo Shemanesh and Pesulim Neshem Mumin, Om Negezel Lugneva, Biyom Tov Rishon Bilvad, Av Yom Shtam Sheni Yim Shayamim, Hakol Kosher, Nu, Beferish, Pasak the Balamor, there's no mitzvah of Abaveira after the first day. Yes, we can. One of two ways to explain this. He passed like Shmuel, all right. There are two ways to explain it. Either because there's no mitzvah of Aveira at all, or because it does not apply to a mitzvah of Rabbonim. Rabosa. Two different ways how to read this Rambam. Not completely clear what the Rambam Shita is.
Where is it Aleph again?
Perekhes Halacha Aleph and Perekhes Halacha Tes. The Magen Avraham says he holds like Tosis, right? Because by the Raises he does hold mitzvah of Aveir. And he chichas Yisur of Mizbeach, Hilchas Shofar, Chomas U'Matzah. Kesef Mishnah says no. Believe it or not, Kesef Mishnah says in Perek Ches in Hilchas Lulav Halacha Aleph, a long Kesef Mishnah, seems to say that the Rambam denies mitzvah bo ba'avera. Wow. Keva sheposke b'yitzchok lochem. Okay. Yotza. The keva, it's yotza. Yotze. Finished. Yotze. That's what he suggests. Wow. He wants to know, he has other suggestions about Yish Kedikani. We're not going to that right now. Okay, fine. This is the Rambam. Good. Okay. These are some of the highlights of the Suga Mitzvah of Aveira in its original iteration. Now, before we get to other things, I just want to pick up a few loose pieces before we go into a subdivision of the sugya. Let's try. Time is short. I'm trying to finish this sugya today as much as we can. If a person rips on Shabbos, why are you yotze? So the shachis is kasha in Hilchos Kriya. He says, look, if you rip on Shabbos, the garment is not, nothing with the garment, the cheftz is okay. Only psul cheftz. Others say a different reason. We do not apply to an avera tluya bizman. Others say, you could have ripped b'chol. Ein ha-avera goremes ha-mitzvah. That's the yisob you have in Tosfos. When you say mitzvah bo ba'avera, one could suggest the avera is facilitates the mitzvah. You couldn't do the mitzvah without the avera. That's the problem. But what if you could just as easily have done the mitzvah without the avera? Take a look at Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the first Tosfos, at the 10th narrow line. Lo domo legezel, the machmas avera sagezel bo a mitzvah sheyotze bo. Avalhani, says Yishal Asherah, Otu Machmas Aveira Shanasis Bo Minofik Bey. Just because that guy bowed down to Avod Azor or Mizkir Nidachas, could have just as easily fulfilled the mitzvah without that Aveira. It's not facilitate the mitzvah. So too, you could have ripped before Shabbos, could have ripped after Shabbos. That's what some suggest. Fine. Fine. Interesting is the Mishnah in Sukkah in the second parak. A person climbs up on Shabbos to a top of a camel or a tree and is yotze. It's a mitzvah of avera. Once again, some say it's a mitzvah atluya bizman, an avera atluya bizman. It's interesting, the Sfasem is not here, but in Shabbos Av Kufei says the reason why you can be yotze by ripping a garment on Shabbos is because the mitzvah is not the act of kriya. What happens if Reuben is an avelus and Shimon goes over, as it often happens, and rips his garment for him? So you fulfill the mitzvah. You have to be a dayin. So therefore, the principle of mitzvah of avera does not apply. That's what, again, not everybody agrees to that, but that's one of the svaras which is given. And when it comes to a shofar of avodah zarah, some say there's a distinction between shofar and lulav. Taman begufa hu yotze, hocha bekola hu yotze. If yesh kol yisuri hana, so there's no mitzvah about avera, because there's no avera in the hearing of the kol shofar. The Ran discusses this, and he asks the kasha from the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that if mitzvahs lehonos nitnu, it's not okay but shofar shel shlomim lo yotzei chavaso, because mitzvah bo b'avera, even it's only hearing. So that's a question whether you have a right to apply that svara, that hearing is different according to the Bavli. Maybe the machlokas Bavli and Rishalmi again, potentially. Again, many more things to talk about. I'm skipping over many things. I just want to mention one more thing. The Ritva has his own svara. The Meiri. It's only a mitzvah of avera if you are doing the avera with your hands. You're ripping on Shabbos, according to the Rishalmi. With your hands, you take a stolen lulav. But when it comes to sukkah, I'm just sitting down. I'm sitting down. That's all I'm doing. Yes, the roof was stolen. Someone stole the schach. Has nothing to do with me. Didn't do anything. Quote: Shasuka ain't a yotze begufa, uvekarka olam uyoshev, and a shasuka mikifaso. Psh, like I'm hearing the sound of a shofar. Lulav, I have to take it in my hands. The Torah talks about a stolen megillah. I want to say it's like a shofar. Ein a yotze begufa ela bekriyasa. Wow. So Shaila. Wow. Some disagree. They suggest alumnus. The mitzvah of shofar is shmiya. The mitzvah of megillah is kriya. Come out, according to this, women who only have a chiyuv of shmiya, maybe they could be yotze. Others disagree and say, no, you have to hold the megillah. If you don't hold the megillah in your own hands, you can't be yotze. You have to turn the columns. And when you hold it, it's called a mitzvah babavera, as opposed to a shofar, you're just passively listening. Oh. Fine. Okay, one more nekuda before we go to the subdivision. There are some who claim that mitzvah bo b'avera is only if they're simultaneous. If the avera precedes, there's no problem. That's why Yotze, if you rip off the berries on Yantif, we saw that in the Mordechai. You rip off the berries on Yantif, you can be yotze the mitzvah. Tosu says, lulav asherah. They should have said, avera precedes. The Sfasema says, no! The avera continues. It's Yisuri Hanah. This leads us into a discussion of Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam, which I'm not ready to discuss right now. I want to discuss one thing else before that. There's a big tosis here in the Flamin Amalav. That's our goal to finish in the next 15 minutes. We have to stop. This tosis. The Gemara says, Hokanye B'yeush. So there's no problem of Shalachem. And my answer is only a problem of what? Mitzvah Babaveru. Says Tosfos, Mashmah the Kasar of Yochanan, Yish Kedi Kana. But in Baba Kama, it doesn't seem to hold that way. A bunch of kashas. Says Tosfos, no. What it means over here is as follows. Have the Hokanye, leave out the word Yish. And if you have the word Yish, Yish ve Shinui Hashem. Well, and Baba Kama says Yish ve Shinui Hashem, Yish ve Shinui Rishus, Akon. Okay. Fine. This is the Sugya Sagar. This is what Tosfos suggests over here. Frank Tosfos. What's the rule of thumb over here? What's the rule of thumb? Yishin Hashem, Pasal Akrava, Mitzvah Babaveira. No. Im Isa, look inside please, everybody. So I'm at 12 lines from the bottom of Tosis. Im Isa, the Yishkadi Kani, Havishalo, Kodam Hekdesh, Visula Chosh, Mitzvah Babaveira. And now we'll come as well. Lekneid b'shini Hashem, Amud Beis, Mashma dikonalei matzul nafkibei, lochaz mishav abaveira, avli yish kedi lo koni, vayadei hekdeishen kokonilei, ika yishini Hashem, hashta, oschosh mitzav abaveira. What's he saying? If the kinyan precedes the mitzvah completely, what's called shini Hashem, or shini maisa, we call stam shini maisa, then you can be Yotze. You don't look back in your checker history, say Mitzvah Babaveir. But over here, it's the Shini Rishus, or the Shini Hashem, which enables the acquisition. And that's what Pasal's Bishum Mitzvah Babaveir. Frek Tois at the very end. Or the Masherish, or Gozal Kamad, or Tzadidam Babakam. Gozal saw that Al Gav the Shinu, Ikone, Choshe Mitzvah Babaveir. It's against the Holy Sword of Tosus. Bracha is different. Bracha, we apply the principle of mitzvah b'aveira, even though it's only a derabban. We said before, derabbanas shouldn't apply. Well, bracha is different. Bracha is different. This led to an interesting exchange among the Gedolei Haposkim. El Tazed Pnei Ashur. Bring him in again. Brachas de Rabbanon! Brachas de Rabbanon, Rabbosai. What's Shmuel going to do with this Brysa? Shmuel always been unapplied, but so very to the Rabbanon. I'll say, Brachas unique. Brachas unique. It's its own category. So the question becomes, how is it possible to make a Bracha according to Shmuel all 7 days? Pashup Shazi Yosei with a Bracha. Therefore, he suggests against Tosfos that mitoch sheyotze b'shol means you don't need the avera to be mekayim the mitzvah. As we said before, since after the first day you can be yotze with shol, the avera is gratuitous. Didn't have to steal it. Didn't have to steal it. Right? As we saw earlier, if the avera, the taptosis, does not facilitate the mitzvah, you don't apply the principles of avera. That's because you'd buy down to Avodah Zorah, which was gratuitous. Here you stole it gratuitous. Could have just as easily been fulfilled the mitzvah by borrowing it. Frek the Chasam Sofer, we borrow it. Well, who says you can't borrow it? Your Shol Shlomidas. Shol Shlomidas is called a gazlan. So you have to steal it to acquire it. Because otherwise, you borrow it, you're right there a gazlan. There's no way to access it without being a thief. So I saw this Fasemis answers, no. Shol Shalom Das is only if I have Hanor from your chair by sitting without asking permission, that makes me to a Gazlan. Over here, what did I do? I held it in my hand. Mitzvah Slav Lehonas Nitnu. Fascinating. Mitzvah Slav Lehonas Nitnu. So you're not going to apply the principle of Shol Shalom Das Gazlan, and therefore the plan Shul could be justified. Didn't have to steal it, you could have just as well borrowed it. Wow. Wow, wow. The Rochus Chaim says, you're not at Gazlan. Put it from onset if it gets lost. Why? Quote, Lodomi the Shol the Alma, the Yesh Bohanoas Maman. The average Shol Shlomi Das has a Noas Maman, so it's considered a Gazlan. This guy's no Hanoas Maman. So what the Chasam Sova thinks? Apparently, he holds you're considered to be a Gazlan. Shol Shlomi Das is considered to be a Gazlan. That's it. Hano, yes, Hano, no. Considered a Gazlan. Presumably, he holds that maybe what we call in our language, Kinyone Gzela. Maybe. Maybe. That may be the determinant of whether there is a Cheftzapsul or no Cheftzapsul. This is an interesting question. Now I've also had a number of other significant points. Abosai, we spoke about the situation of the mitzvah is leads to the Avera. The Tosfos to Rosh right over here says as follows. We read his words. Ein kan shini Hashem ela ad shenasa korban. The mitzvah of Avera. As opposed to a case where be'idon a mitzvah hainu heklish kol soha Avera. That's the Lashon of Kivegas, according to this understanding. What do we say? If the Gazan did not acquire it, it's a shame gozel in the Chefza. But once, if after you acquire it, there's no longer a psul of Chefza. That's what exactly what the Tosfos said over here. The only time it's a problem of gozel in our case is in the case in which you didn't acquire it free and clear until the moment of the Hektish or things of this nature. But had you acquired Yish Kedikani, there'd be no problem of Mitzvah Bov Aveira. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by Bakama, disagrees. What's the Rabbeinu Tam's lumdus? Rabbeinu Tam says, if I steal something, even after I acquire it, it still retains its status and the shem of psul, gozel, in the cheftza, because I have to give it back. Psul, gozel, in the cheftza. I saw Rabbi Kivegi as a kash against the steer and Tosfos. Tosi holds like the Re. According to the Re, once the Aveir is over, you will call it be Yish, excuse me, if Yish Kedikani, or you call it Bashin and Maisa. No longer do you say Mitzvah Aveir, you don't say it any longer. The only problem is if you call it be Yish, Vishini Vishush, Vishini Hashem. So what's Tosi? That's on the bottom, they don't call it Rabbi Natami, it's only the Re. So why in the top Tosis is he bothered? Situation of Avodah Zarah, Mitzvah Aveira. The Aveira is over here too. It's over, done, finished, it's over. What's the problem? That's a Mickey Vegas kasha. It's a good kasha. I saw the Svasamik is a nice answer too. He says, when it comes to Gezel, the rehold, once I'm cornered completely, the Aveira is done. Over. I have an obligation to pay back, but not the Schefza. If a Gazan is calling an item, he wants to make restitution, he can pay cash. That would be nice to get back the original item. You don't have to. You would call it. So therefore, it lost its status of a Psul Schefza. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, he did have Avodah Zarah, the blemish of Avodah Zarah remains with that Schefza. La'ad ula'olme olamim. Isirana. Proof. Toy says to Kash on top, not only if me did have Avodah Zarah, Asherah, Irani Dachas, no Aveira was done. Nothing. The people in the city did have Avodah Zarah. But no one touched this Lul of Esrig. The answer is the Chal Shem Psul, Chefza Psul. And that stays forever. It stays forever. It's an answer, but it didn't facilitate the mitzvah. Interesting. Oh. Now, Rabosai, there's a problem. There's a problem, and this gets me started a little bit. The Gemara has an expression over here. We have to turn to Lamed Beis. I know just for a few minutes. I'm behind the schedule already. Okay. Sorry. Lamed Beis, Rabosai. V'likniyu b'shinu Hashem, v'likniyu b'shinu Maisa. All these various questions, right? The question becomes, who cares al bikone? Still, Rabosai, there'll be a problem of mitzvah haba b'aveira. According to the Shita, certainly according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, there'll be a problem of mitzvah bo b'aveira. So I want to show you, if you have, just take a minute to look in the back, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. We have it here all year long, we hardly ever look at it. It's in the back of all of our Gemaras, correct? You all have the Gemara in the back? Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz of Lamed Amud Beis. It's on page Chaf Aleph. It's Chaf. Chaf in our print, column 2. L'chni b'shinu maisa. V'im tomar, eich yiruyen le'avankri. Vohavi mitzvah baba veira. V'yesh lomar, tekeven dehavi sofik azlana, lo shayach bula meimar, mitzvah baba veira. It's only a sofik. Wow. Why? Should we sfega the rice of the chumrah? Why? How do you explain Rabbeinu Peretz? How do you explain it? Rabosa, how do you explain it? Svega the rice, that's a suffix. True, it's a suffix, but, you know, Stam, Akum Gazla the Ara, it's not just the world once in the oval, it's a common occurrence. So how does this work? How does this work? It's a good question. Good question. So, it's possible to suggest as follows. Look, we have a chazaka, shekoma shetaches adonam arei shalom. And therefore, Abosai, there's no iser of gezel. A person has a right to rely on that chazaka. Hence, there's no iser of gezel, and no iser of gezler, Abosai. Therefore, there's no problem of mitzvah of aveira. But the bottom line is, it's still a possibility that it's stolen. I'm not required to stay away from it for that reason, but it's still a possibility. So therefore, from the perspective of mitzvah of aveira, it's not a problem. But from the perspective of gozel, it is a problem. That's exactly why the Gemara relates to that problem. Interesting. Rashi is worried about mitzvah of aveira as well. So the question, what's the more answered? Kana b'shinui. So what? So what? Mitzvah of aveira. The Mashor has this kasha. The Mashor says, you know, if you have two, yiush and shinui, it's better than one. Very difficult. The better answer is the answer given by the stipler. I'll end with this because we're out of time. Yiush does not affect the very essence of the object. It's the same object, just that it's Yiush Yakona. Still a problem, according to Rabbeinu Tam, of mitzvah bo b'aveira. But if Shinui, it's a new object. A new object. This is the lush of the Piskei Arid. I'm going to end with this quotation. Hani mina be Yiush, adava omed be'en b'yad ha'gazlin, avon yesh bo shinu maisa, kevan shenishtan mikamol shahoya, uponim chadoshos bo l'kan, ke gozal damen v'konim em lula v'sukha u'ksherim. Remarkable answer. Most again, the Heftza comes into play again. I didn't even finish the sugya. I wanted to finish the sugya earlier today. I didn't, but we're out of time. Tomorrow 9:15, okay. And there are no finals tomorrow on Wednesday. Is that correct? Correct. So tomorrow Wednesday, after that, we'll negotiate. I don't want to get involved in any of your finals, but I don't think I'm going to finish in two chazorah shuvahs. This is a humongous amount of chazan. Okay.